Let's Talk, BFC's podcast, bringing you an encouraging word from Scripture Monday through Friday. Thanks for joining us again today. Our reading comes from Psalm 116, and the word of the Lord says this: I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. What an encouraging word from Scripture. Maybe you need an encouraging word today. Well, if so, you can encourage yourself with four reasons for loving God that the psalmist details for us in these verses. First, the psalmist loves God because God answers his prayers. The scripture says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The specific reason for the psalmist's love for God is that God heard the psalmist cry for mercy. Mercy is when God looks on us in our affliction. When life has hopped on us and is crushing us down, God sees us. He takes note of our affliction and moves his hand to help us. That's what mercy is. The psalmist had been going through some difficult passage of life, and he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord came to his rescue. The psalmist tells us that this so encouraged him that he's decided to call on God as long as he lives. Answered prayer is an encouragement to more prayer. When was the last time you paused to reflect on God's answer to one of your prayers? We ought to do that often. It will encourage our prayer life. Second, the psalmist loves the Lord because the Lord has given him salvation. The text says, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. The Lord rescued the psalmist, took him out of the darkness of sin, brought him into the clear, clean light of salvation. Well, that alone should set anyone's heart singing with love for Jesus, shouldn't it? When was the last time you reflected on the wonderful gift of salvation that God made available to you for free at Jesus' expense? We ought to do that often, too. It'll encourage our love for God to realize the wonder of his love for us. Third, the psalmist loves the Lord because the Lord has loosed him from the pains of death. Verses 15 and 16 say, Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. This praise is most precious. The psalmist recognized that death has every man chained in bonds of slavery. All of our lives, we live in fear of that inevitable end to our story. But praise the Lord. Because of what Jesus has done for us, all who put their faith in him are loosed from those bonds of slavery to death and no longer need live in dread. We are no longer slaves. We have now become sons. When was the last time you meditated on the wonder of death's defeat? Death is no longer a master. It's now just a servant, opening the door for God's children to walk into a whole new life with God forever. Finally, the psalmist loves the Lord because the Lord has put him in community. Verse 18 and 19 says, I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. When we come to faith in Christ, God doesn't leave us alone. He doesn't leave us to fend for ourselves without friends at our side to help us through the trials of life or to stand with us to celebrate the victories we receive. God's design for believers is that we will live in community, the church. You know, sometimes I meet people who tell me that they're believers, but they don't go to church anywhere. And that raises a lot of questions in my mind, chief of which is, how can you manage it alone? We need the encouragement of fellow believers. We need accountability to our friends. We need to be part of an endeavor that's greater than ourselves. And we find all of this and more in the church. When was the last time you thought about the blessings you have received through the church? We ought to think about this often. It's so easy to fall into a critical spirit if we don't fix our eyes on the blessings God has given us in the body of Christ. So I hope these thoughts have encouraged you today. Let's thank the Lord in prayer for these good gifts. Father, thank you for loving your children. You love us so much that you hear our prayers for mercy. Save our souls from darkness. Loose us from the pains of death. Plant us in community in your church. You don't have to do any of these things for us. You do these things for us just because you love us. Thank you. We love you because you have loved us first. Hear our prayer of gratitude for Jesus' sake. Amen. Thanks for joining us again today. Join us again tomorrow for more encouragement from God's Word.